With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Wildlife officials in Wyoming and Idaho say they've been contacting hunters licensed to kill grizzly bears to tell them their hunts are on hold following a judge's ruling. The two states on Saturday had been scheduled to hold their first grizzly hunts in more than 40 years in the greater Yellowstone area. A federal judge in Missoula yesterday blocked the hunts for 14 days while he considers whether Endangered Species Act protections for the bears should be restored. President Donald Trump has named the superintendent of Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park to head the National Park Service, a job that's been filled on an acting basis since January of 2017. If confirmed by the Senate, David Vella, a 28-year career veteran of the Park Service, would become the first Hispanic to lead the agency. An overlook at Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone in Yellowstone National Park has reopened after 2 years of repair work. Park officials say the new viewing area at Inspiration Point is safer and more accessible. Park officials say natural erosion combined with the feet of millions of visitors took a toll over the years. Inspiration Point is the fourth overlook at Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone to be rehabilitated in recent years. Montana lawmakers have restored more than $30 million to the state health department's budget, which experienced deep spending cuts last year. The state's restoring about 46 of the $76 million that lawmakers slashed from agencies' budgets during a special legislative session last year. There's a new wildfire burning on the Flathead Reservation. The nearly 1,100-acre Rattlesnake Fire is burning about 10 miles northeast of Hot Springs. C.T. Camel is the incident spokesman.
Started about 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday in grass, and it was pretty windy, and it reached the slope in the Rattlesnake Gulch area, and it's burning in grass and timber.
Camel says the Rattlesnake Fire is not threatening any structures. Officials, however, describe its origins as, quote, suspicious. Again, CT Camel.
It's under investigation. It did start from a structure down below, an old barn. That's about all I can tell you right now.
Camel says over 100 firefighters, 3 helicopters, and 7 single-engine air tankers are battling the fire. Despite the cooler temperatures and higher nighttime humidity, fire officials say it's still warm and dry midday, and fires can take off on a moment's notice. U.S. Senator John Tester hopes to meet with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before next week's confirmation hearing. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, Tester, who's facing re-election next year, hasn't made up his mind yet on how he'll vote.
Tester says he was supposed to meet with Kavanaugh last week, but it was canceled by the White House because a judge was to meet with some of the Judiciary Committee members.
We will meet with Judge Kavanaugh. I've got a list of questions we're going to talk to him about. Hopefully it'll be before the hearing, but if it's after the hearing, so be it.
And that may be the case, as Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is scheduled to begin Tuesday morning after the Labor Day holiday.
We'll watch the confirmation hearing when we get back after Labor Day, see the questions asked there, see how he answers them, and then at some point in time shortly thereafter, we'll make a decision on whether we're going to support or not.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines supported Kavanaugh shortly after President Donald Trump made the nomination. Tester's Republican opponent has accused the farmer from Big Sandy for not meeting with Kavanaugh as a dig on the president, who is scheduled to campaign in Billings next Thursday on Rosendale's behalf. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
Ravalli County officials have decided to remove a ban on the use of e-cigarettes and vaping devices in indoor public places after it received conflicting data on the pros and cons of the health impacts of vaping. The Ravalli Republic reports Ravalli County Commissioner Jeff Burrows says the decision by the Board of Health this week doesn't mean that it was swayed one way or the other on the issue. Last May, the board voted to include such devices in the county's Clean Indoor Air Act ordinance. The ban was later challenged by Ron and Deanna Marshall, who own a Hamilton business that specializes in selling vaping supplies. They say the ban would have hurt their business by not allowing their customers to sample different varieties inside their shop. The union that represents Border Patrol agents today endorsed Senator John Tester in his bid for a third term during a press conference in Billings. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
The president of the National Border Control Council says while the union more often endorses Republicans, there are a few Democrats that get their support. Brandon Judd of Malta is stationed along the northern U.S. border with Canada. He says endorsements, including one for President Donald Trump, goes to those who support strong border security.
The Republicans don't own border security. There are Democrats that do support border security. There's a lot more that run away from it, unfortunately, but Senator Tester is not one that does that.
Judd says Tester, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, supports agents, technology for border security, and cooperation between federal agents and local law enforcement. Tester faces a tough re-election bid this year. Republican Matt Rosendale and his supporters have been running television ads critical of Tester on border issues. So Judd was asked if Rosendale sought his union's endorsement. Judd said no. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.